Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Wow. All right, so this is fascinating to me. What's happened with this 18-week off thing? We know 100 people that own small businesses that will do everything they can to stop this madness. I got a bunch of friends saying, I'm out. I'm looking to Butler County. I'm looking to Cranberry. I'm looking to Wexford. I'm looking to Greene County, Washington, PA, anything but. It's real. You can't grab a small business owner and say, hey, by the way, we know everything else is screwing you. All the costs are screwing you. Salaries, health care, everything else sucks in terms of trying to build a brand. Now we're going to ask you to pay any employee that adopts a kid, that has a foster kid, or has a baby that's only been there 30 days for you to pay this. One of my boys who actually has a very successful law firm downtown, Phil DeLicente, joining us live. Good afternoon, Phil. How are you?
Good afternoon, Marty.
Phil is not one to complain. Has been an insane success from the time I met him. I reached out and said, how does a guy like you that manages a very successful law firm that is in the city limits accept this as a cost of doing business? Can you, Phil?
No, this is... Let me explain something to everybody that's listening. A lot of these politicians have no idea, because they never had to make a payroll in their life, to decide the fate of small businesses. But we could take it a step further, Marty. If you're going to implement something like this and you want to maybe be a little creative and have novel thinking, okay, County Council, you want this so bad? You think this is a wonderful idea? Which I agree, it's a wonderful idea in a perfect world. Then give tax credits to these businesses.
Nice.
Don't just be the guy that says, oh, yeah, let's give them this, let's give them that. Who's going to pay at the end of the day? Okay, do you think Leroy Ball from Coppers, David Holmberg from Allegheny General, William Demchek from PNC, Leslie Davis from UPMC. You don't think that that also plays a role, how the overall economy and structure
Hell
for these
yeah.
big companies?
Hell yeah.
It's incredible. But to just throw this out there on a whim, and how'd you pick 4.5 months? How'd you pick 4.5 months? You know, let's go 2 years, because I got a better idea. Nobody go to work anymore.
Love it.
We can all work from home.
Yeah.
And then, as Elon Musk said, that's the biggest insult, because what about the person that delivers your packages? What about the it's this mindset that is boggling.
It is.
But if you never made a payroll, if you never had to grind 12 hours a day for 25 years, if you know, and they say, "Oh, well you're making money." Well, you know, for a guy who didn't pay off his law school loans until he was 42 years old, don't talk to me about making money, okay? So they need to get creative, though. If you're going to implement this, Justice Ginsburg from the United States Supreme Court, everybody loves her, right? However, her husband was brilliant with tax structure. If you want social change, you change the tax structure. That's the number one way you do it. He said that, not me. So it's the same thing. If you want to implement this and you want to be the good guy and get reelected and have everybody say how wonderful you are, find out a way that it's going to be paid for, because right now everybody, healthcare
has gone
up 35% in 1 year. Now, do you think the folks that work for me, or the folks that work for your 99 other friends that have businesses, or Mr. Ball, Holmberg, Demchek, Davis, do you think that they don't also have to compensate more because of this inflationary period that started with Biden and now is continuing with Trump.
It's horrible.
It's the pressure on small business is immense.
Hey, Phil, I've known Phil for decades, one of my favorite people on earth, and very pragmatic and insanely hardworking and deeply committed to Pittsburgh. Stayed in town during all the crap, the COVID, all the violence downtown, everything. The drug addicts, all of it. Phil has hung in there, fighting landlords, all of it. He stayed loyal to downtown. Sometimes, though, brother, sitting in your leather chair at night, don't you think maybe it's time to roll out of here and head up north where I don't have to pay all this crap and deal with this madness? Does that cross your mind, sir?
Absolutely. And I could tell you a lot of other folks do as well. And they say, you know where we're going to go? This is the number one place I hear. Cranberry.
Yes, I do,
it's
too.
It's less than 5 miles away from Allegheny County. You have a beautiful place, lower taxes.
True.
And they say, well, eventually it's going to catch up there. No, it's not. No, it's not.
They're growing.
No, it's not. They're growing. And guess what? You know, there had been talk for a long time, even with the city, with a lot of the financial problems, about stadiums being moved, still in Allegheny County, outside. This is a bigger issue. So, and I don't want to take up a lot of time, but there's a Milton Friedman way. I was a double major, economics and finance. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
There's Friedman and there's Keynes. Okay. And Friedman said, look, you have to let basically big business grow and then the tax revenue will come, but you have to make a conducive type of structure for it. Keynesian theory is just what we have here. More government. More government.
Hey,
all
Phil,
these brilliant minds.
My man, you know this like systems. This is why everybody moves to Texas. They
Texas,
say, hey,
Florida.
No taxes, free land. Come on down, brother. Come on, man.
How about Florida? How about
Florida, Texas. This is why the hell they leave. In this case, Cranberry, South Point. South Point is slamming. Same exact scenario. Enough is enough.
When you look at our country, if you look at the Northeast and the far West, this is where everybody is moving from to those center areas
it's
of
true.
The country and to the Southern.
It's
now,
true.
There's a reason behind that. It's and you don't have to be some sociological...
Money, honey.
You know, yeah. I mean, but I could tell you this. It's not that you don't have sympathy.
Right.
Here's the other side.
Of course you
if
do.
I have to argue the other
of
side.
Of course you do.
It's hard enough for working families today. You need somebody at home. And I'm all about nurturing
of course
the family,
you are.
What have you. But you have to figure out a pragmatic way. And if you're going to do it with developers now, which I agree, they need to do this to bring in the development. You have to do tax credits for the employers. It's that simple.
Hell yeah. Phil, if we're going to spend $20 million to give to a hotel to build downtown that already has enough hotel rooms, we better start thinking about guys like you who are saying, hell with you, I'm moving to Cranberry. I'm serious, man.
Marty, it goes a step further. Let's have more apartments in Pittsburgh. I don't know who's going to fill them all, but we don't even have a grocery store.
We don't.
I mean, what the heck is going on? I mean, I'm not the brightest guy in the room, but everyone that's listening says the same thing. But let's add more apartments.
Phil,
mind-boggling.
So people know this. You're very pragmatic and insanely loyal. But you have sat in that office and said, man, maybe we're better off in Cranberry. You have, haven't you, sir?
Yeah, I mean, because we're in court every single day.
You are.
My people and me. We are almost needed. But when you talk about the guys in the law, right, the guys that own insurance defense firms, the guys that own corporate firms, the guys that own cyber, do the cyber law, estates and trusts, they don't have to be in Allegheny County. You could do a lot of that stuff from your office.
Hell
yes.
You can
file electronically. Criminal defense and personal injury, auto accidents, it's a centralized location. But that only plays up to a point. You have to do what? You have to do a cost analysis, and you start weighing the benefits from the deficits. And that's why I was so glad that Mayor O'Connor got in, because Mayor O'Connor is now making the city safe again. And hopefully, this will continue for people so that they could want to come into downtown. But you can't tax your way out of problems.
Come on, man. I mean, just raise city taxes. Just raise county tickets. Come on. How many ways can you screw people? Philly D, brother.
Marty, I'm going to say one last thing. There's an old saying, socialism is the greatest thing going. The only problem is, after the first generation of socialism, the second generation doesn't know how to pay for it.
Right on.
And it's never succeeded.
Patrick, I hate to put you on the spot. You had an insanely cool Margaret Thatcher quote about this yesterday. What was it, brother? I apologize.
Give me one second.
Because he nailed it, Phil. Same theory. My thing is, famous song, tax the rich, feed the poor, till there are no rich no more, brother.
There you go. Margaret Thatcher, the problem with socialism is that you eventually run out of other people's money.
Boom! Boom! Phil DeLucente, my brother, truth to power, man. Thank you.
All right, thanks, guys. Have a great weekend.
My man nailed it.
Is your business struggling to be seen, not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, mine starts here.
My man Phil bringing it. Oh, he's right. At some point, man, you get your ass kicked enough, you just say, I'm out. And if you can go up north and get a bigger office for less of a rate and smaller footprint, easier to park, easier in and out, much lower taxes, you're out. We've seen it. Phil's just so damn loyal to downtown, but everything he's saying... Everything he's saying is spot on. It's a crap show. And it's ignorant. And it's socialism. I'm not one to throw those cliches out there, but it is. You know, you get to a point where, how much are we going to pay here? They just raise county taxes by about 50%, and then they just raise city taxes. I'm in Lebo, so I get the county tax raise, and then Lebo's raising school taxes. At some point, you're like, what are we doing here? Not to be a jerk, we could live in a house of about $500,000 more in value if we were in Butler County. I am not exaggerating. Again, we've been very successful. We're blessed. We love Mount Lebanon, but insane taxes. And so what happens is folks say, I don't know, man. I'll move up to the big house, the spec home in South Point, the Cranberry. And that's why they have growth and we don't. It's pretty simple. I got to get into this hotel thing and I'll elaborate on this a little bit more later. People call me a hater when I kind of disrespect these ideas, these grandiose ideas. I'm a pragmatic guy and I know a bunch of insiders in the hotel business. And by the way, this discussion of a downtown convention center hotel has been on the books for 20 plus years, at least. Just so you know, the William Penn needs a complete remodel. Oh, yeah. Several other older hotels downtown need a complete remodel just to compete. I'm being honest. So if we're gonna build a convention center hotel, because I say we, because you're going to have to contribute like $20 million tax dollars, then you're going to have to pay for the other hotels to catch up. I'm keeping it real. And let me read this from one of my boys who's an insider who knows this business better than anyone I've ever known. Hold on, let me get to this. The Westin will need to renovate. That makes sense, Patrick. It's an older hotel. A William Penn will need to renovate. Does Lowe's know that all their employees will be available for this 18 weeks of paid leave? Do they know this? They're the ones supposedly building this convention and hotel. Larger conventions book years out. So this notion that we're going to get all these conventions. So it'll take 5 years, I'm being told by insiders, to see if the business comes after they build it. Hello. I'll be retired and maybe dead. So you're going to have to pay. And by the way, that's not the only one coming downtown. There's this Detroit hotel. What's it called, Patrick?
The Shinola.
Shinola. And what'd you say? They're about 150 rooms. Is that what you said? Rooms and suites?
I think it's between 120 and 160.
There you go. So, and this is what, 450 to 500 rooms?
Yep.
So let me throw this at you before we take this break, because we'll get into more of this later. My boy Mark, who is the guru. The hotels in Pittsburgh, roughly booked about 70%. Okay? That's not good. Manhattan, New York's about 86%. Just saying. Throw another 550 rooms at it. Hello.
Well, we just saw open hotel rooms with the draft here.
Boom.
In town.
Boom.
The draft was here and we still had open hotel rooms.
And even the furries, 75%. Seriously, I'm just keeping it real. This is a pipe dream, man. And I know they all like talking about this, that you can't, there's a hotel within 100 yards, by the way, of the convention center. You know that. It's sitting right there. You know what I was told? People don't like to, I'm not exaggerating. People don't like to walk. Really? That's what it is? They're literally going to build this hotel on top, I'm not kidding, of the convention center garage so they don't have to walk. Really? Okay. Good luck with that.
The results are in. Great conversations are always on par. So follow and listen to On Par with me, Maury Povich, wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up? All right. Here we go. I'm talking to myself. Okay. The hotel thing. I know it's a bunch of union jobs. I know it. I know it's a bunch of money spent downtown. I know it. And I know people want... You know when I got the word from the guys who put this deal together? Because we had a dinner with them at the Barcelona Wine Bar 3 months ago, where they told us they were bringing in this hotel and the Shinola Hotel, which is a cool hotel out of Detroit. They said that Lowe's, which is putting this hotel in, and Shinola had done some research, and that there aren't any nice hotel rooms downtown in terms of high end. I could argue that, I guess. I asked about the Fairmont. They said they're even getting older. And Monaco, they said they're getting older. I don't know. My favorite hotel in the world is the William Penn, as you know. And I was there for an insanely cold dinner recently, and they told me they were renovating. So there you go. They said that they're going to bring a new level of luxury to downtown. Okay. That's fine. The fact that we're subsidizing it to the tune of $20 million irritates me. It just always has. Let's transition to something really cool, to one of my boys, one of my favorite people, Mr. Richard Bazzi. How are you, sir?
Marty, how are you?
I got to mention something that you did, and I've been there a couple times, but I did not go to this one. This man is so freaking cool, and he's so humble about it. I mean that. So tell everybody listening, brother, where you went to high school.
I went to Steel Valley High School.
So my man goes in there, and this is the coolest night, man. His daughter and he came up with this idea to give people scholarships, and they're like, let's give away 10. So Bazzi is so cool. I swear he does this. Bazzi's like, crap, we got 25. We're giving 25 scholarships. And that's what my man does. Patrick, what did he just do this time? How many did he give away?
If I see that right, 22 kids.
Come on, Bazzi. My man.
Yeah, wow. We did.
You love this, don't you, brother?
It makes me feel good. It's a real feel good. And the good part is to be able to, and I didn't come on here to talk about this, by the way.
No. My man, I found this because I had forgotten to give you love for this because I've been to that event. That's a hell of an event. You're just humble about it. Go ahead.
You have been to it with us.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of great people that, I mean, Charlie Bass participates in it, at the Steel Valley. Michael B participates.
I love him.
I love him too, and I love his cookies. Yep. But so a lot of good things come of that, and we do the best we can do, and really try to stay focused. And it really did come about where we were going to give one.
I remember.
And we had the students had to write basically an essay on why they thought they should get the scholarship, and Chelsea's sitting here with me right now, but. I think the first year we got overwhelmed and we weren't prepared for it. So I think year one, we gave one. And then so we said, well, what are we going to do now? Because we have 22, 23, 24. I think 24 may have been our highest so far.
It's amazing.
And we just said, and honestly, I read them. And after I see everybody's story,
yep.
And then we say, well, who do you give them to? Well, that's the problem is if you give one, that means you did not give 24, right? So you look at these young kids and you go, how could you possibly exclude them? They deserve it. They earn it. They need it. So we did. We gave them all. We gave them all the scholarships, and that's what we do. That's kind of our thing now. We just – as many people as apply or as many scholarships as we give. And the fun part is – John Strom is the principal there. And it's so funny because when I first saw his name, I thought, wow, that's so cool. Because I went to school and graduated with John.
I remember. So here's the thing that's magnificent about what Bazzi
does. But it wasn't him.
Hold on.
It wasn't him.
Hold on. Take a breath.
It was his son.
Hold on. So this is what's cool. You know what $5,000 covers? 2 full years at CCAC. I'm serious.
Yeah, that's cool.
It's amazing cool. what you do.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
You pay for people's futures, my man.
Well, we're trying to assure them that they have one.
Right on.
And that's really what this is all about. And, you know, I say this all the time. If you have the ability, you have the responsibility. This is who we are, and this is what we do.
Hey, Bazzy, I want to ask you about this Ford thing. What is Ford's American value for America's values about? This is what you're all about, quite frankly. Talk about
It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
So this is America 250. We all know that,
yes,
right?
Sir.
This
is, yes, of course,
America's 250-year anniversary. Here's interesting. Ford Motor Company has been around for 125. So 50% of the time we've existed as a country, Ford Motor Company has been a partner to the country. We were there. Ford Motor Company was there when we had, remember when the bailouts, the government and General Motors took the bailout and Stellantis took the bailout and Ford said, no, thank you. We're not taking government money. Okay. That started it. I mean, that started the latest things. And then it was COVID, and COVID said, there's respirator shortages. We don't have enough respirators. We stopped production of vehicles to produce and pivot and turn our production to making respirators. How do you do that? I don't even know. But they did. So American value for American values is Ford's nationwide initiative celebrating America's upcoming 250-year anniversary. Ford has been part of the American story for nearly 125 years. Okay, we show up when it matters. COVID, weather, doesn't matter. We go all the way back to the arsenal of democracy. And I use those terms because I happen to have a pocket constitution on my desk. And I love that. We have the most hourly workers. We assemble the most vehicles. Everything we do. And we were just made the number one iconic brand by Time Magazine.
Which, by the way, plays into your whole belief about helping people, sir. It just does.
It does.
Yeah,
everything.
Yeah.
And it's everything we do, everything this company does. And I serve on boards, national boards with this company. It is about family to them. It's about Elena Ford, Bill Ford. Bill Ford walked past me right now, he'd stop and talk to me and say, hey, Richard, how you doing? What do you think of this? What do you think of that? Jim Farley, same thing. If I text Jim Farley, he texts me back within 10 minutes.
Wow. So he retains texts. Wow. Okay.
100 million percent. This is a family business.
Because it doesn't work that way with you all the time, you know.
Touché.
Man. I love you, man. You're one of my favorite people because you do what you do. And
so employee pricing. So we go back to this is American value for American values. We even had Mark Fogel on with us talking about this, right? And you know Mark Fogel well.
Yes.
Right?
Yep.
And so we had Mark talking about it. This is a big deal. This is, we have American value to provide American values. And for American values, you pay what we pay. And that's a Ford plan. It's basically what you call a plan, is what Ford employees get, a special pricing.
Right.
And it's less than what I pay as a dealer. I know I'm taking over the show.
You are, man. It's enough. I love the scholarships. And I love the values you represent. That's why we've been good friends for 20 years. You have done insane. You have never said no to me when you answer my text.
I've never said no to you, and I need to start because you beat me up all the time.
When you answer my text, you say no. All right, my man. Love you, brother.
I love you, too.
25 scholarships. He's the best. Bum, bum, bum. Bazzy's the man. My man writing checks for 25. That's over $100,000 in case you're doing the math. He's cool. My man. But he does it. I had this talk last night with Patrick, with my son. And I saw, he was asking me about Mark Cuban. My son was. I've known Mark for more than 20 years, actually, even before then, in Mount Lebanon, and then in Dallas. I saw him all the time, played wiffle ball in the entryway to his house when he was a bachelor. His house was 37,000 square feet. At the time, he had no furniture. He had Glenn Frey sing at his birthday party, Cuban. Not my point. My son was asking me, if you reach out to Cuban, does he respond within 5 minutes? He's crazy about that. Responds with in an email or a text. Now, will we come on the air? No, a couple times a year. Okay. But my point is, he responds. I have this issue, and I know Patrick knows this, with people who don't respond when you need information from them. It irritates me. I think it's a lack of respect. I just do. I don't buy this I'm too busy crap. We're all busy, man. We all live our lives in the blender. We do. And if somebody needs something from you, respond. I told my son this last night. If somebody wants something from you, unless it's trivial, or at 3 a.m, respond. Phil DeLicente, if you text that man, I am not kidding you, at 4 a.m, my man responds. I just believe that if you ignore a message from someone, which is why I get sensitive, because we get 400 or 500 emails a day, and so people get mad at me if I don't take up their cause that day, and I tell them it's me and Patrick and Trevin, and there's like thousands of people. It's crazy how much help people need. But we try to respond immediately. And people that don't, that claim they're too busy, that irritates me. I was doing business with a plumber. We'll not name the plumber. We had a busted faucet in our house. Not life and death. In fact, I said, no hurry. The guy didn't respond to a text for 2 weeks. Just didn't. Well, we found another plumber. There's no one that busy. Now, if you're sick or you have some personal emergency, I'm cool with all that. I'm not cool with, man, I was just busy. No, it's a lack of respect. Dave McCormick, U.S. Senator, responds to texts. He does. Josh Shapiro, the governor, responds to texts. It would seem to me that if someone's, now I don't stalk people. I ask for information. We put out a call on the air, and then I texted the guy from Duquesne Light about this school on the north side that had power out, okay? The guy from Duquesne Light, whose name is Matt, who's really cool, is on vacation. I am not exaggerating. He is on vacation in Arizona, and they addressed the problem and got the damn power back on to that school on the north side. Why? Because he gives a damn. We can't spend our lives staring at our phone waiting for text messages. And I do buy into people really busy. They're in surgery. They're in trial. I get all that. What I don't buy into is 5 days later when you needed something and you can't get a response. I don't respect the I'm too busy thing. Okay. On a grand scale, Trump responds. Not to me, of course. I'm a peon. There is a list of reporters that have his cell phone. It's a truth, and he responds to them all the time. The president of the United States, whether you like him or not, is irrelevant. Ron Layton has served 4 presidents, one of the busiest men in the world. My man responds. And Patrick, forget about it. He's family. He'll call you back at 4 a.m. I'm not suggesting that you have to sit there and stare at your phone responding to texts. I'm suggesting that if somebody needs you, they need you. Ignoring them is a lack of respect. It is. And it's not a sign of someone who is raised right or an indication of someone who will be successful. It's part of caring. It's part of giving a damn. It's part of doing everything with meaning. It's part of making sure that you get the information out there and get it settled. Responding. Mark Cuban, one of the richest men on earth, in more demand than most people you ever know, responds to emails and or texts within 15 minutes. I'm not exaggerating. And if you email him at 4 in the morning, he responds. Kind of cool.
The podcast Campus Files is back with more stories of scandal, crime, and intrigue on college campuses.
It is not hard to destroy a college.
It's almost like a university under siege.
Listen to and follow Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.